Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at the designer Donatella Versace. She's a 4-6 projector. She's on the right angle cross of the four ways in the quarter of initiation. She's a fourth color, right fixed, single definition. She's got a conscious 1762, with the 62 also being unconscious. And then there's an electromagnetic 4323. She's a mental projector.
Yep, and I guess took over from her brother.
When he was murdered, yes.
Right, and talk about the 4-6 and influence, and through your friends or your brother, for instance, becoming influential. But I think what really surprised me in looking at her design and having seen and heard about her in the fashion world is just how many lines of the recluse, disassociation, the 24th gate, fourth line, the hermit. You know, that you would think without knowing who this was, this is a person very inward, very reclusive, and everything else. And I would say that's probably a part of her real inner life.
Well, I can remember, when we did Marlon Brando years ago, your comment about, this is somebody that really needed a reading. Well, I feel the same way about Donatella, that she's somebody that could have really used a reading. Now, she's had a real problem with a cocaine addiction. She actually had an intervention in 2004, so you can see just about the time that she's coming off the roof. Her Elton John actually put together the intervention. He's very good friends with her. But basically, this business that she took over, she really ran it into the ground. And then with the economic downturn, there's real question, I think, whether it's even going to be really able
Really,
to make
really.
it. Yeah, so it's a sad story in many ways. She's also, if you go look up plastic surgery, she's on the list of the 15 worst ones that have been done, because her face has just been, it's kind
Oh,
of grotesque
grotesque
at this
is the
point.
word. Yeah.
And so in many ways, this whole process of being, a mental projector, having no real inner authority, and being so open to all of the pressures around her, and then having her brother murdered, who was really, I think, like her best friend anyway, it's been a real struggle for her.
Oh, I can imagine. Now the, fourth gate, what is that? Sixth line, excess up there. And she's a very collective person, with a pattern, the 1762. It's actually why looking at it, and of course, having taken a look at her brother's chart, he was a 4-1. They had six electromagnetics. You know, when you talk about the 4426 and the
Well,
2145
yeah,
and
and he was a projector, and
yeah.
together, they were a manifesting generator. I mean, he really considered her his muse, and they clearly worked very
Isn't
well
that
together,
interesting? Yeah.
I mean, what she did, and I think the problem was that most of this was really done fueled by drugs. He was not very accessible at all, right?
Right.
Very cool, very disciplined. He wasn't into drugs, right? He got up early, exercised, worked. She was the one that was really social, right? And
Right.
involved with everyone, and particularly, the high-flying people that were all doing drugs in the 80s. She was the one that was bringing them in to buy the clothes, to model the clothes. She's the one that really set up the supermodel class, because she only wanted to use these really high-level models. I mean, I think she had a particular, level of standard that, when he was alive, that them together,
Right.
could really create
Oh, I mean
something.
the electromagnetics, that 2145. I mean, he was a 45. I mean, if you keynoted his channels, he had a talent for leadership. You know, the 4816 and the 731, and then what surprises me is that they're not doing well because her 1762, which is the organizational being, and the 4323 about structuring and
Well,
efficiency.
I mean, they could have been doing well, but it all went up her nose. I mean,
Yeah.
it was just,
Yeah.
drug induced, not making good decisions, running the company down, you know, because of that, you know, basically.
No, I thought with the plastic surgery, and anyone who's seen her face goes, my God, what have you done to yourself? You know, this perversion, her north node. Now, she's 55. So this is perverse stimulation, indulgence. And she really doesn't have a body that she's in touch with. You know, open G center.
Well, I think, you know, really from the time that she was young, trying to prove herself with these brothers,
right.
Because her brothers, she had two, you know, these brothers that, you know, she was really eclipsed by. So trying to, you know, prove herself, trying to prove that she's sexy. You know, she was wearing really tight clothes,
yeah.
And leathers and all of that. You know, just really a not self kind of existence. That it's interesting, since she's on this, you know, the right angle cross of the four ways, in some ways for her personally, especially now that, you know, she's clean and sober, probably the loss of this company could be the best thing that could happen for her.
I think
that,
maybe
that
allowing her
to be herself, you know?
And being what she is designed to be, which is kind of more reclusive and more within herself, because you talk about all the anxiety, you know, the mental, that the cross, as you say, the four ways, it's this acoustic going over and over and over. And so, oh, she's taking drugs just to shut the voice up in there, you know, that that's disturbing her, causing her all this anxiety. And, you know, open solar plex, so a secret life, avoiding confrontation and truth.
Right. I mean, she used to hide the drugs from her brother, you know. I mean, he didn't know she was doing drugs. And then when he found out, you know, he didn't approve. But see, at that time in the 80s, it really did a lot for their business. I mean, she was the one that was really out in the front entertaining everyone. And, you know, like she says about the drugs, it was all a celebration to begin with, but it turns into not a celebration.
Right. Into
you
addiction.
You can know that,
and
right?
Yes,
it turned
yes.
into really a full-blown addiction.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, no, it would surprise me, because she also has these lines, you know, emerging from standstill at 35th gate, fourth line, which is this appetite for progress, the drive for progress. And the 11th gate, fourth line, the teacher and the sage. And
well, you know, he really did value her opinion. I mean, you know, she was really important to him in putting together this business, which was incredibly successful at the point when he was murdered. Now, we saw something on TV, remember? She still has his apartment just exactly.
Right. Right.
You know, exactly like it was when he died. I mean, you know, so there's this kind of, you know, memorial to this guy that's maintained.
No, four activations of the 62nd gate, you know, of detail and naming things. You know, you would think of fashion, you know, but naming new looks and new styles. She has that first gate, what is that, sixth line, objectivity, so that she would be able to make a clear assessment of a creative value, the 44th gate, which is recognizing talent.
Yeah, I think, you know,
and honesty,
right?
You know, fourth line.
I mean, I think these qualities that she had, that the problem really started as a fourth line person in this, you know, first stage of being the sixth line unconscious.
And not knowing
you know,
who she
not
is,
knowing
being with
who
the wrong
she is,
people.
Being with the wrong people, being in the wrong place, and really getting off into this life that was really her undoing in that sense. Now, again, like I say, since 2004, she actually came to Arizona, you know, to the
detox,
to
down
detox
in Tucson.
Here in Arizona, and really, I mean, her daughter has anorexia. So, you know, kind of passing on this kind of, you know,
right,
inability to deal with life directly. So, yeah, I that would be my hope for her, is that really that this turnaround and her really coming off the roof and being
right.
able to really find herself and live, like you say, there's so much in her chart that shows she should be more reclusive. Although obviously with this fourth line and this collective, you know,
right.
logical mind, you know, she needs to have people around her. That's the other thing, is that,
right.
you know, she's Italian and there's this whole focus on family and being, you know, with all of these people. And I think not being as discriminating, obviously, as she needed to be.
Yeah, I mean, the person who's looking for influence is often influenced, by, and especially through their friends and family and acquaintances. But, yeah, I could, you know, because here, that 30th gate, sixth line, only activation in her solar plex, you know, the assertiveness to purge the inferior elements.
Well,
and that's six lines, so it's really part of this process.
And she's got 8 6 lines, right? So again, you know, this discipline and focus to really, I think, assure renewal. I think one can hope that she's now going to get into, you know, the different way that's going to actually work for her personally.
Yeah, we can see that she can do, you know, she could do it. Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time. So say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.